question I ask you, are you living a lifestyle that you're trying to find life and freedom in something other than Jesus? The law cannot justify you. There's not rules and regulations that can justify us. Then the question would be, well, then how do we live? He says, you have to die to yourself. That word for crucify means to die, or I was once dead and I am still dying. The dying Christian. Not only have we died with Christ when he acted upon us through the power of the Holy Spirit, but we are constantly dying. We must die daily, as it says in 1 Corinthians 15:31. If we aren't dying daily, then we are setting ourselves up for fall and failure. It's hard, but it's necessary for Scripture to be supreme. Now, I'll say this in the context that we are making it about Jesus and we're walking in the power of the Holy Spirit and we're not being the Bible thumpers, but the dying Christian takes Scripture seriously. In Psalms 119, you'll find it, the psalmist who starts off saying, blessed are those who walk in the way of the Lord. Blessed are those who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies and who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, who walk in his ways. He says, you have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I would not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed upon all your commandments. It says, I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. He says, I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. Verse 9, he says, how can a young man keep his ways pure by taking heed according to thy word? He says, with my whole heart I seek you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. He says, thine word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. He says, blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. He says, I will proclaim the righteous rules with my lips all the days of my life. He says, in the way of your testimonies, I delight as much as in all riches. He says, I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. And then he closes it out in 16 and he says, I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Ezra 7, 9 and 10 says, for the hand of the Lord was upon him because he set in his heart to study the word of God and to do it. It's not enough to study it or to quote it. It's more to do it. He said, to study the word of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach it in all of the land.